The Gemara asks an innocent-seeming question, which provokes answers from both Abai and Rava, each of which is going to give us important insight into different aspects of the world of Eidos. He spent some time pondering the Kasha. Tanan, Cheskes Habatim, Cheskes Habatim is Gimel Shanim Vabatim Dibi Mama Yadi Bilelia Lo Yadi. How do you have a Cheskes Habatim Gimel Shanim on a house? But you need to have, but you don't have Edom on the nights. So the Rishonim point out, the Rashbam, the Ben Yona, the Rashba, that one Hanacha of the Kasha is that you ought to have Edus on the night. And the other Hanacha of the Kasha is that you do not have Edus on the night. You ought to have Edus on the night. Why are we asking specifically about bias? So that's what these Rishonim all explain at greater or lesser length, that the Gemara was only bothered by Batim. It's not just that Batim is the first example in the Mishnah, it's the only example that bothered us. Why? Because the other types of property aren't used at night. So you only need achzik kedah achzik hi'inshi. You only need to demonstrate that the fellow used it the way anyone else would use this property. So people don't normally use work or field at night. People don't normally use an olive press at night. People don't normally operate a merchatz at night. So neither does the machzik. The fact that the machzik operated it, used it, lived on it by Yom is sufficient. That's adequate. But it's inadequate by a bias because people who own homes and live in their home, live in a residence, you live in your residence by Laila, not just by Yom. So that's what the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Yona and the Rashba explain. That Hanacha is driving the Kasha. Unlike the other types of property, by a bias, you really ought to show both that he was there by Yom and that he was there by Laila. Hanacha number one. Hanacha number two, you're not going to be able to show that. And therefore, how are you going to have a chazak? And as we spent time yesterday, the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Yona and the Rashba, the Itur already raises the question of, this is, Rashbam already says that this is a question specifically against Rav Huna. It's because we're passing Mufuzaros. Chaim pointed out, others pointed out, you could have imagined, maybe one could have said, it's not really Kasher Rav Huna, this is just the first opportunity we have to ask the question. Maybe it's really separate from Rav Huna. And moreover, in the context of discussing Rav Huna, that's where the Gemara first formulated not only Mufuzaros, but also Mekutaos. So one could have dismissed the Kash and said, it's not so sure. Okay, it's not really about Rav Huna. But the Rashbam already says that it is specifically based on Rav Huna. We see where he comes coming from in terms of the Seder HaGemara. And we saw yesterday the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba work to figure out why is this specifically a Kasha against Rav Huna. The Rabbeinu Yonah, the second Teretz, the Lomdash Teretz, were it not for Rav Huna, I would have said, Aegis on the Yom, that's the Iker, and that's enough. Which itself is an interesting hanacha that the Diras Yom is Iker, even though people spend most of their Dira time in their house at night. Okay? And then the first Teretz Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the only one that Rashba quotes, was in Svar, very simple, though, and Rabbeinu Yonah pointed out difficult language of the Gemara, that what? In a Chanami, I could have said, without Rav Huna, if I needed to, I don't know if I would have had to, but at least I could have said, okay, you have 6 years worth of daytimes. It's the same as 3 years of day and nights. So I could have given that answer, and Acha Bar Rav Huna and says Mufuzaros are no good, 6 years of daytimes, but no nights, that's clearly Mufuzaros. So be that as it may, Lamasa, the Gemara asks this question, according to these Rishonim specifically against Rav Huna, but my Gemara wants to know, you need to have Edus on both day and night, but you don't have Edus on the night. So the Gemara, the Terutzim of both Abaye and Rava leave the first Hanacha alone, and they attack the second Hanacha. Whenever you have a Kasha and a Terutz, you always want to ask yourself, what Hanachas are the Kasha based on? And oftentimes the Terutzim are attacking different Hanachas. But here they're both attacking, both Abaye and Rava leave alone, leave intact the Hanacha that you do need Edus Balayla. Just that they both explain how it is. You thought there's no way to have Edus Balayla. Actually, there is. Actually, there is the question of whom. Abaye says it's the neighbors will give Edus Balayla. Rava says the tenants will give Edus Balayla. Let's take a look at Abaye. Amar Abaye, man masid abatim shivavi. Who's giving the edus on Cheskes Habatim? It's the neighbors. The neighbors are the ones that give the edus. No, Shivi made the yadi bima muvalelia. The neighbors know well, made the yadi, a double lashon. The neighbors know well what's going on at day and what's going on at night. Says the Rashbam, Shivavi, Hashchenim Shalo, Shira'u Darbo Yom Velayla, Hayu Regim Lahad. Or according to Masoros Hashas, Haim Regim Lahad. In other words, Rashbam's very delicately pointed out, the Gemara is making a point that the Shivavi are the most likely people to be given the Eidus. Man Masir Abatim Shivavi, who do you think the Eidim are going to be? Eidim for a chazaka on a field, Eidim for a chazaka on some sort of commercial property, like a base habatim perhaps, or a merchatz. So that may be other people. The Eidim on a residence, who do you think is going to be the Eidim on the residence? It's going to be the Shuvi, Haim, Regilin, Lahad. They're the ones who are going to be saying the Eidim. The Rashbam says it subtly. As you saw, the other he showed him, unpack it a little more. The Rashba says, "Umeshani Abaye Man Maser Abati Kolomar, Kolomar. Once again, a Kolomar. Afilu b'imami nami. Who's going to give edus? Even forget about the night. Who else can give edus during the daytime but the neighbors?" And Rashba explains, "The shara over derech afilu b'imami nami l'masai. People are just passing through town who don't live next door to you. They're probably not going to be equipped to tell us that you were consistently in and around your home, even by home. So it's going to be the Shivavi anyhow. Anyhow, it's the Shivavi. The Shivavi, the neighbors, they know by Yom Ubalai," which, by the way, highlights the strength of Abaye over Rava. Rava is going to give the answer that you have penance. And one of the weaknesses of Rava, one of the strengths of Abaye, is the Gemara is going to get into halachic weaknesses of Rava. The tenants, maybe they have a negia in their edus because they have, who do they pay rent to? It's not so much their kashal edus. The Rashbam, very subtly, and the Rashba a little more explicitly, are pointing out another strength of Rava, or weakness of Rava, or strength of Abaye, is forget about halachically whether tenants are kashal edus or not. What's the weakness of saying that it's the tenants, as Rava does, who are saying the edus? It's assuming. That they are tenants. You're assuming that the guy rented out the house. Not all homes have tenants. There are plenty of homes that are you own a house, you live in your house. Rava's making an ukimta. Rava's saying, well, maybe we're talking that Mishnah talk, we talk about a case where you rented out your house and the tenants are the Eidim. So even leaving aside the kashas that Gemara's gonna have in Din, who says the tenants are kashal Eidus? It's already just a little bit of a docha because you're making a kip, Rav is making a kimtip shot. Hachamayaskin, there are tenants. Whereas the Rashbam and the Rashbar point out that the language of Abaye is highlighting the fact that there's no kimta. Because, number one, everyone has neighbors, unless you live on an island by yourself. But more than that, is they're the most likely people anyhow to give edus. Forget about Balayla, even Bayom. Man Masir Abati, Shivavi. As Rashbam says, they're the ones, as Rashbam says, they're regiim lahad anyhow. That's not hachal maya skinon, that the agent that you brought are neighbors. No, that's the standard case. That's the default case, is you're talking about neighbors. So with that in mind, Abaye says, what's your normal case? Is that the agent are your Shivavi? Your Shivavi can talk about. Well, let's see a question. And we'll see the Rashbam.
Is that according to Rava, if there were no tenants, then in the family,
so we're going to have to get to that. One of the weaknesses of Rava, when we get to Rava, we're not there yet, is it sounds like he's saying that if you don't have, if you didn't rent out your house, then there's no way to have a cheskes habatim.
No, then there's 6 years, like you were
showing. Or you'll need 6 years, but that might be, what's it called? But that might be... that might be Mufuzar, so we'll have to see. But certainly it's a weakness, the very least, I don't want to get into Rava yet, but the very least, the weakness of Rava is that he's making an ukimta, the Hachamaya Skina that you rented at your house, and Abaye in his, the Rishonim are sensitive to the fact that Abaye in his own Lashon, he didn't just say, Shivavi made the Yadi. He said, it started with, Abaye is starting with a, rhetorical question. Well, man master abatim shivavi. So the Rashbam, the Rashbam pointed out, Abai is making a point here that this is an anti-yukimta. We're not limiting to a rare case. Adrab, I'm saying the most common, normal, typical case, anyhow, is exactly what you want. Shivav, mediadi, Rashbam goes on to say, im yit'on v'yomar, aisili sahadi, the daris debi, mavalelya, if the marakam is going to push back against the machazik, the marakam says, my boss Bahayara, why are you in my house? Machzik says, I bought it from you. And Marakama says, no, you didn't. You're Ghana. And then Machzik says, yes, I did. I bought it from you. So Marakama says, new, where's your shtar? So he says, shtar hayali v'yavad. It's been 3, 4, 5 years. I don't have my shtar anymore. So the Marakama says, new, bring me a... bring again, this happened in Beis Din. So Marakama says, new, bring me a cheska zabat. And so he does. So the machzik comes with presumably the neighbors who say, yeah, he's been living here for 3, 4 years. So the Rashbam says, if the Marakama will say, well, I want Eidim at the night also, im yiton v'yomar aisli sa'adid aris v'yomar v'lelya, so yuchul ha'idlo, the people you probably brought already are the neighbors, and they can just turn around and say, yeah, he was there at night too. You're asking? No problem. We know he was there now. Okay. Rashbam goes on to point out, we'll get later in the Gemara Tamar Zutra, this might only be an issue if the guy actually asks for Eidus Laila. We don't necessarily, Beis Din won't necessarily say, well, do the Eidim know about the night also? The Marakama starts hawking about the night, so then you need Eidim to respond, which may resolve a little bit of the issue with the rubber. So that's what Abaye says. Abaye is answer number one. How's Cheska about to work? You need Eidus Laila. The answer is yeah. Neighbors know what's going on at night. Yeah.
Is Rabba saying that Abaye's answer is wrong or that his is better?
Well, let's see when we get to Rabba. But.
And I guess also vice versa.
Well, let's not see when we get to Rabba. Let's think about that right now. Because the truth is, I think what Gavi's pointing out is an important point. There's something that should strike you as you work your way through the Gemara, is Abaye, we have a Kasha, we have a Teretz of Abaye, and a Teretz of Rava. And Abaye's answer is very straightforward, and Rava's answer is incredibly not straightforward. We already saw Rava's answer that we're talking about Eidus being given by tenants, as Abaye himself points out, unlike Abaye, Rava's making a Kimta, Rava's limiting the whole Mishnah to a case where there are tenants, a case where the owner is not himself residing in the house. And number two, as the Gemara explicitly is going to say, Rava is a difficulty. You have to figure out why is there no Negiah Be'edus, and that forces the Gemara into yet another Ukimta. Not only we saw a case of tenants, but there's a specific case that the guy hasn't paid yet. It gets very, very complicated and very, very limited. So Rava's Teretz is a Dachuk. It's Okimta al Gavi Okimta. Abaye is so smooth. So Taka Gavi says, hey, I wonder why doesn't Rava say like Abaye? There must be some difficulty about Abaye that's driving Rava to say what he's saying. So who addresses that? Which Rishon addresses Gavi's question? Which Rishon does Gavi's question? Are you guessing or are you... You ready to defend that? Yeah, what do you want to say?
Because he says, I think, I'm not sure, but I thought he said that. He said that the neighbors will be able to see that the person is in.
Oh,
so it's better. Yeah, and Shmuel also is saying that. Who said that the neighbors are going to be able to see where they were? Like, it's much easier, I would think, for a tenant to be able to see where. It's actually easier for the tenant as opposed to the neighbor. He's not always going to see.
Good. The tenant is made, I am there. I have been there for 3 years. I was the hishtamshus d'achilas peiros. The hishtamshus of the landlord, presumably, is that he put someone else there to live. So I can tell you, I have been there. I am the perfect aid. I will be made where I myself was. I'm eminently qualified to tell you, assuming I'm not pasalaitis, I'm the most qualified person. I have front row seats to my own life. Hopefully more than just front row seats. I'm living my life. I can certainly tell you where I have been. I can tell you that I have consistently lived in that house as a tenant of so and so, by Yom Balayla. Gevaldik. So on the first layer of Ayon is saying, is this a little difficult? What I mean, Shiva Mediyadi, that neighbors really know? And then it becomes conceptually difficult also. Let's take a look inside of Ayon, Rabbi Osir. On page Kuf Tes Zayin. Amar Abaye. And by the way, if you don't have your Rabbeinu Yonah with you, you can try an experiment. Turn instead to, if you don't have your Rabbeinu Yonah, turn instead to the Rush here. Turn instead to the Rush here. Paragimel, Simon Beis. And let's see. Raise your hand if you don't have a Rabbeinu Yonah. Everyone has a Rabbeinu Yonah? Okay, if you don't have a Rabbeinu Yonah, open to the Rush. Paragimel and Simon Beis. And you'll follow along. And you'll tell me how similar or different the Rush is to the Aliyah de Ben Yonah. Tell me when you're ready. It's actually very helpful that you don't have a Ben Yonah. Good. Omar Abaye, man masid bebati, shivavi. Shivavi made the yadi be mama uvelaila. Nearly, the adias shivavi, what is the knowledge of the shivavi, of the neighbors? It's the fact that they didn't sense that he was leaving. They didn't sense not that he was leaving, but that he was moving out, taking his stuff with them. It's unlikely that they wouldn't notice that he was moving out every night. His mom, she wasn't. He only lived there during the day and lived somewhere else at night. He was leaving with a suitcase, with boxes. The neighbors wouldn't have noticed the hullabaloo. They wouldn't have noticed the noise. They wouldn't have felt it. Aval ein lomar sheyaidu ashkenim sharu dor shom kol alelos. Don't tell me that the Edom are saying, we actively, positively saw him living there every night. It can't be the neighbors are up all night. It's not, you can't be up all night. Words for the wise. And even if the neighbors are radical insomniacs, these neighbors pull all-nighters every night. Incredibly unhealthy and impossible thing to do. But even were that to be the case, Rabbi Yonah says, they're besoch besom. If the neighbor is up all night at home, he's in his own house. They're not going to check if the... I live at the number 24. I'm the neighbor and living number 24. And the Shaila is about number 26. So, even if I'm up all night inside my own house, number 24, I'm not watching all night long that you're in your house, number 26.
Unless you really have nothing to do.
That would be profoundly disturbing. On so many levels. They don't know for sure that he's in his house. In theory, maybe the guy left. Maybe when Noah was watching, he slipped out of the house. You're not going to have a cheskes habatim in this fashion. In other words, what Rabbi Yonah is saying, he first presented what he thinks, and then presented what you can't say, and here's why. But you could reorganize Rabbi Yonah, what Rabbi Yonah is saying, the following way. What do you mean shuvah meidi yadi? Alpipashas, it means the neighbors see. The kasha is, what do the neighbors see? What are they seeing? They're watching that he's in his house? You can't see that. There's nothing to see. You're not watching all night. Even if these neighbors have abject lack of privacy and decency, and they're looking at their windows all night with the binoculars. They're not seeing into the other guy's house. That would be even more disturbing. What are they seeing already? Elamai. Oh, Elamai, he says, if they're seeing nothing. It's not that they don't have to actively see that you're in your house. What they see, it's what they don't see. They would have noticed if you were leaving. They would be it's unlikely that they would not be margish. Notice two things shifted. Number one, it's no longer what you see, but what you don't notice. And it's not even for sure. It's rachok. it's unlikely that you wouldn't have known. It's possible that the guy is very quietly slipping out with a suitcase every night, but it's pretty unlikely.
But if you, this is the trick here.
What?
If he's trying to do it in a way where you wouldn't assume that he wouldn't just do it quietly, so it would be more likely.
No, but you're going to run into him eventually. This is 3 years. This is 900 and something days.
But he's going to do it in a way where Gal's going to ask me.
Okay, so it is possible. It is possible. Now, where are you going to get this from?
The rush.
How are we doing with the rush? Very similar, right? Incredibly similar. Parts are almost verbatim. Does he mention Rabbeinu Yonah? No, he just writes Rabbeinu Yonah. Which probably means that Rabbeinu Yonah on Bava Basra in particular was very, very nafotz. To the extent that the same way the Rush assumes you know that he's starting with the riff, he doesn't tell you every time Kasav Alfasi, he assumes you know Rabbeinu Yonah. It seems like it was an incredibly widespread favorite. The Rush lived a generation after Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush was a contemporary or younger contemporary of the Rashba, who, as we said mentioned yesterday, was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, where's Rabbeinu Yonah getting this from? This idea, basically what he just told us, is that the Eidus of the Shivavi isn't direct and isn't certain. It's indirect and likely. It's based on a rove that's built on what they don't see. So no one, where'd he get this from? Where'd he get it from? The Rashba says it too, right. The Rashba is a generation after Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rashba got it from Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, where did Rabbeinu Yonah get it from? There's not one you could have told me, well, Misvara, that's the way it has to be, right? He makes an argument, Misvara, there is no way you could see it directly. Plus, read the last line of the Rashba, of Rabbeinu Yonah. Umay haidika omar abaye shchene meida yadi. Or maybe, this is what Abaye says. The Edom, the Shivavi, the neighbors, the Shcheni, as he said it, meida yadi, they know well. The mashma dahachi urcha de milsa. The mashmos of that language is this is what commonly happens. V'chein hadavar motzei. In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah says, be medayik from the lashon of Abaye, shchena meida, they always know, this is what they always know. This is a double lashon. We're used to chazal, darshin, double lashonos, and psukim, but it's the same in the Aramaic of the Rabbeinu Yonah is doing to Abaye, what the Baal HaMedrash do to the psukim. Which is made the yadi doesn't mean every once in a while it happens. I mean, this happens all the time. The neighbors know. The neighbors always know. That's what Shivi made the yadi. The neighbors always know. But you know, it says, what is it that the neighbors always know? The neighbors are always watching your front door with the binoculars all night long? Hopefully not. Those are rare neighbors who have a very poor sense of privacy. Now, Bizman Azeh, by the way, Bizman Hazeh might be different, because Bizman Hazeh, if you have a ring, if you have a video camera, so there are different settings for your ring, whether only the video camera only turns on when there's motion, or only turns on when you ring, or only turns on when there's motion if you don't ring, or it's always on. So okay, it could be nowadays it's not as uncommon that there may be video cameras pointed at all sides of the house that we can directly observe. If you actually have the patience to look through all that, the FBI, yes, perhaps.
Assume you're on camera.
Smile, you're on candid camera. That's right. So, but certainly Bizmanehem, hopefully even Bizman Azeh, and certainly Bizmanehem, it's not typical that the neighbors are directly observing your house all day and all night. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do you mean Shivavi made the yad? They always know. The double washing. So that's, I believe, Rabbeinu Yonah is driving that in the last line. That's what his point is. I'll prove to you, it's not only misvara that we don't mean that rare neighbors who are actually watch up all night and watch all night. He says, that's not what Lashon HaGemara sounds like. We're talking about the normal case. And this reinforces what I said before from the Rashbam and the Rashba, that the shpar of Abaye, the strength of Abaye, is that he's talking about the normal typical case. So Ben Yona takes and goes a step further. Now, they had the Rashbam and the Rashba had been looking at the first phrase of Abaye. Man masabati shivavi. This is normal. Ben Yona's pointing to the second line, the second clause of Abaye's text. Shiva made yadi. It's a typical, he's being medayik. We're talking about a typical knowledge of Shechinim. Typical knowledge of Shechinim is not that they're insomniacs who stay up all night, they pull all-nighters. No. Typical knowledge of Shechinim is we went to sleep, we live normal lives, we would have noticed, we probably would have noticed if the guy is moving out of his house every night. So the fact that we didn't notice makes it unlikely. So now, let's take a step back. Now that we looked at Ben Yonah, we'll take questions in a moment, but let's just try to frame this a little bit. The Rabbeinu Yonah is we had gotten to Rabbeinu Yonah because Gavi had raised a kash in the shock of a tire of the Gemara. Rava's teretz seems so difficult. Rava is okimta Gavi okimta. Only if you have tenants, and only dafka a case of tenants with the way that there's payment is structured, there's no problem. No get the edus. Rav is such a difficult answer. Why doesn't he say, look, Abaye? Abaye is a smooth answer. You always have neighbors. Ma'am Masir Abati Shivavi. This is a normal case. He's the anti-Ukimta. He's giving the typical case. So why didn't Rav like Abaye's teretz? So Rabban Yonah is beginning to answer that. There are weaknesses to Abaye also. They're not weaknesses in terms of the case. It's not that the case is rachok. It's that the halachic acceptability of the edus is mechudishtik. Abaye is saying, a chiddush, that the cheskas habatim is never really based on direct observation. Cheskas habatim is always based on inference. Well, we didn't notice, so probably I didn't actually see him living in his house. It's just that if he wasn't in the house at night, mistum, I would have seen him leaving. So that's an interesting chiddush. And that, perhaps, is why Rava is saying, I would rather find someone who can be directly made. If there are tenants, tenants can be directly made. Because what are they being made about? I'm being made that I lived there. I'm telling you I rented the house from the Machazik. Okay, I was there. I'm telling you I rented it from him. And I'm telling you that, as a result, I lived in the house every day, every night. There's no guesswork there. There's no inference. There's no probably. There's no suffix and rove. It's not just rachav kadam. It's unlikely. No, mamash. I can tell you bivados. I was there every day and every night. I know for sure. So that the chele, the rava, the strength of rava, is that the edus itself, in a case where you have such edus, the edus is stark. Abaye's case always applies, but the quality of the edus, the frequency of the case is almost constant. But the quality of the edus is a little bit weaker. And let's take some questions, and then I want to come back to think about what Abaye is telling us in terms of indirect edus. Is indirect edus indeed acceptable? Not acceptable? Is it only Ben Yonah Shita? What do other Rishonim say? What would the Rashba say? What would the Mordechai say? What would the Yireim say? But first, let's take some questions on the Shach V'Tari before we get into the Tochan HaDvar. Yeah?
Nitzan brought up Chesus Meikara.
Shouldn't
that, if you see somebody go into the house at
the
beginning of the night and don't see him leave, isn't that Chesus Meikara, he's still there?
Interesting. Chazak Meikara, I know the guy walked into the house. Can I assume they didn't leave?
A person goes around,
to make another chazak,
comes and goes. An animal giving birth is like the animal is
definitely. Can you build a cheskas habatim based on a chazak in the car?
A chazak in the car doesn't apply to a human with like volition.
That's an interesting question.
It's so random.
Yeah, with Taras, with an animal coming from another animal, those are like certainties, so we use an assurance on that.
Why should you believe that he's not going
to be? I mean, it's because we don't know what a guy's going to do. Every single day, holds a
certainty that an animal is coming out. Always
believe that he's
going to be. Cow's pregnant. We know coming out of the.
I'm not sure. It's not the same. There's a very loosely parallel, just as a melitza. It's not conceptually parallel. But just as a melitza, one thing that comes to mind is in Sukkah, there are all these ways of extending mechitzas in lamdus. You have gudasik and gudachis and lavad and gofen akuma. So some posts can talk about you can't have a hilchus, you can't have trey hilchusy. I can't, you know, have a wall that only goes part of the way up and the schach doesn't cross all the way over to above the wall. They'll have a good asik on the wall to conceptually extend it, and then they'll be loved from the conceptual extension, the imaginary extension of the wall to where the schach is. You can't stack your halachos in that way. So it's not the same, but just as by analogy, it's different. I wonder, can you create one type of hochacha using a chazaka d'mekara? It's not that I directly one. Usually, chazaka d'mekara tells you, okay, consider it tameh, consider it tar, consider it aser, consider it mutter. But here you're saying, it's not consider it that he's there and that's the end of the story. It's consider it that he's there and therefore I'll use that to then create a cheskes avatim. It's not the same as the trei hilchus in Sukkah, but I wonder whether it would falter, especially since Chazag using Reb Shimon Shkop's lamdas, going back to the beginning of the year, if Chazag Nekar isn't actually mevar or anything, it just tells me what to do when I have a suffix. It's a hanaga. So treat it as though it's tameh. Treat it as though it's tar. Act as though it's mutter. What does it mean here? Act as though he's there. Chazak Meikar as a hanhaga works if it's the last step. And now act based on that. But here it's not act as though he's there. Well, yeah. Consider that he's there, and based on that I'm going to build the Chazak Chazak Zabatim. Probably not.
Using Shimi or the other agent. Meaning you see him go into his house at dawn, right before night. The Chazak is that he's going to be staying there. Most people are not going out at night, especially if there's no like lights, there's no anything. No one's going out, so the chazak are using that and then still there.
You mean chazak in the meikar, you mean rove? You're saying probably didn't leave? Or you say, if I don't know whether he left or not, so is becheskas still there? So becheskas still besov beso, chazak in the meikar, that's what I'm saying. I can't prove it, it's probably a fairish in Shev Shmaitza somewhere. You got a bekiyas in Shev Shmaitza. But my netiyah would be that you cannot use a chazak in the meikar to then build something else, especially given Reb Shimon's lamdas. Because again, chazaka doesn't actually tell me that he's there. It's not mavar of the metziyas. What it tells me is, I don't know whether he's there or not, so act as though he's there. That's very nice, but that's not an ingredient to build a cheskes avatim. Masha'en okein, what Rabbi Yonah is saying, which is essentially rov. Right, he said, "Rochel kadavar" means it's unlikely. Means it's a very. If I didn't notice them, if I didn't hear them, I never saw or heard, or there was never an indication that they were leaving. There were no boxes outside. There was nothing. So then, it's unlikely that he left in the middle of the night. Meaning, based on what I observed and what I didn't observe, there's a strong robe that he was there. That is more compelling. Because Rove is a Mavar. Of course, it's still surprising because Rove is not enough to emotzi Mammon. What do you mean? We're talking about, we need Edus. I'm building Rove into Edus is still an interesting question. Yeah?
Just building off of that. Oh.
Yaakov.
Sorry.
According to
Fresh Bae, voice, yeah?
According to Bae, if I could build a Rove, based on our video, if I could build a robe without Edom, like, why do I need, according to Abai, what's the purpose of having Edom at all? Why not just build a robe without the Edom?
A robe based on what?
Just
it's not on any evidence. Why does that mean? Do you need Aiden for a Tabbai? Why do you need Aiden really?
So that's what we want to get into, is the question of evidence. But remember, Shtikas Hamarakama may itself be, going back to the discussion we've shown him on the top of Chavtes Amal, Shtikas Marakama is a very strong rov, presumably. But, okay, but what would be a scenario? In other words, I need Adam to tell me certain facts, and then I can extrapolate to more. But I need, everything has to be based on some sort of evidence. There has to be some sort of observation, but we're going to get there very soon. One or two more questions. Yeah, Yehuda
and Yonah. Even according to Rava, you're still making an inference. Even with the tenants are going to be there.
We live there. They're being made about their own behavior. They can.
Someone sells it out to someone else.
The Rava's case is that the Machazik doesn't claim that he bought it and lived there. He claims he bought it and that he lives elsewhere. He bought it and he's a landlord. So he says, I'll bring my tenants to be made. They rented it for me. They signed a lease with me. And then they've been living there. So that's absolute.
How can you even say that all this? Because the tenants are biased themselves.
That's what the Gemara is going to get into with Rava. That's part of the problem with Rava. That's coming up. Yeah. One more question for now, and then let's get back to the Gemara.
Ooh. We're
not at Rava yet, but Rava is talking about. We're talking about Batim. Muvri was about Sados. That's different.
Do the tenants have to be there?
The tenants are. Yeah, we'll get to Rava, but the whole point is the tenants are there. They're being made about their own presence.
Even if they're renting. If they're renting it the whole time,
but
they leave for a month, and they still rent.
So let's figure it out when we get to Rav. We get to Rav, we have to think more about tenants. But for now, in the remaining minutes, let's begin to build out the content of what's going on here. The Rabbeinu Yonah is not only answering problems in terms of the Shaka Vataria, but he is also pointing out the Chiddush of Abaye is good for this. The Chiddush of Abaye, to borrow the language of the Tanaim in Shavuos, Daflam Gimel Beis Daflam Dal Alf, based on Pesukim at the end of Parshas Vayikra, what Rabbeinu Yonah says we're dealing with here essentially is Eidus Yediya below Eidus Re'iya. The Torah speaks in the Parsha of Shavuos HaEidus, the very end, about subpoenaing a witness. The very end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah says, "V'hu aid o ra'a o yada." He's an aid who either saw or knows. So the Gemara begins to talk there about Eidus Yediya versus Eidus Re'iya. Now, and oftentimes it is utterly unacceptable. As you know, for now, I'll just point to two things. Number one, a braisa that appears both in Shavuos Lama Dalet and in Sanhedrin about the Rishim Ben Shetach talks about a scenario where he saw two people run into a building. One is running after the other with a knife, and he runs after them. By the time he gets in, one of them is holding a bloody knife, the pursuer, and the near duff is lying there dead. So Rishim Ben Shetach says, it's clear what happened to you. It's clear what happened. That's not, Beis Din can't operate based on this Eidus. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what happens. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, a snake comes out and bites the murderer. That's the end of him. So there's divine justice. At the same time, Dine Nefashos requires Eidus Yediyah. Circumstantial evidence is not enough. What else is we're going to see Mitzvah tomorrow, next time. We'll see in the terms of a wedding, there's a big machlokas Rashba and Rabbi Lezer emits. Let's say the Edom missed the moment of the Nesinas HaTabas. The photographer jumps in front of the Edom to get he needed to get the right angle, so the A didn't actually see. He sees a moment before the Chassan's holding the ring, and the Kala has her right index finger extended, and then suddenly the photographer jumps in front. And 3 seconds later, when everything, the photographer clears out, the girl has a ring on her finger. Is that a mazel tov? And the other Rambam says, but he didn't, the aid didn't actually see Mesinas HaTabas. That's Simon Membez and Avedus of Dalad Machlok, as we've shown him. That is relevant to this Rabbi and Yonah. We will continue.
Ready? Since we're arguing on Abaye's.